neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
For the eight makah, that is the arveh, but it doesn't say that Shabbat Shalom was informed about this special makah. It's not mentioned that the Ribono Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom that he's going to bring grasshopper, because in the beginning of the makot, he informed them that I'm going to bring makat blood, dam, and then he went and told Paro. But here, he only told them, Lema'an, Uman tisape v'osle b'incha v'en b'incha. That's it. But it doesn't say I'm going to bring arbe. So how did he know? No. How did Moshe know that Hashem is going to bring arbe? It doesn't say here. You didn't notice? Maybe the Baal Gore didn't read it for you, girl.
No, the
question is, how did Moshe know that Hashem is just about to bring grasshopper?
Yeah.
No warning, but he was not informed at all what the next Makkah is going to be. The eighth Makkah, he didn't know. I'm sorry? He says, Olman, Tisaper, Be'ozdei Bincha, Ve'Bincha. He only informed him that I'm going to Shiti Ototai Eile Ve'Rilbo. That's it. So how did he know? We didn't notice? Yeah, I know. Yeah. So now here, it's a very beautiful Hiddush that, you know, we had our way later also. Later on, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, at the time of Yoel HaNavi, Alav Shalom, at the time, he had seven types of grasshoppers in his time. Arbe, Solam, Chargol, Chagav, Gazam, Yelech, Hasil. These are different types of grasshoppers. So at his time, if you look at Yoel HaNavi, it exactly says that this Makkah that I'm going to bring is exactly the Ma'at, Sapir, Bozeh, Bilhav, Minhav. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, through his Ruach HaKodesh, he realized that there's a matching pasuk here, because Hashem told them, Ulman, Tisape Boze, Bincha, Bincha. And then, in the time of Yoel HaNavi, Alav Shalom, it says the same pasuk. So what happened then? Grasshopper. So he figured out, if Hashem told Yoel HaNavi that Tisape and then the Makkah's grasshopper, so now it's gonna be the same Makkah. That's one insight. So we learn that he learned from Yoel HaNavi later on. Alahag Mosoropoli. That's all. This is a very beautiful thing. He says, the pasuk says, Bo el Paro. What is Bo el Paro means?
No.
Bo. Bo?
Come. Come to
Paro.
Let's go.
No. What do you have here? Chumash you have? Is it Orthodox Chumash?
Orthodox
Chumash. Bo el Paro. That means you take the bo, bet and alef, put it in Paro. That's what it means. Bo el Paro. The letters of bet and alef, put it in Paro. That's all. Yeah, bo, it says bo inside the paro. That's what it's saying. We have a formula, as you have heard probably, at bash, right? At bash, we can interchange, replace aleph with taf, bet with shins. There's another formula now that, let's say, be, pe, it's lip, otiot, they're interchangeable. So now we have pe and ayin in paro. Take it out. Put a bit aleph instead. What do you get?
Wow.
Like the Chiddush?
Beautiful.
He says, Bo in Paro. Put the Bo in Paro. So that's what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu Shimon found out. If Hashem is telling me Bo in Paro, not Lech el Paro. You should say Lech el Paro. That means he meant to tell me put the Bo inside the Paro. How? Because you take the Pe and Ayin out, because they're interchangeable, they're the same sound, and then you put the Bo in there, and then you get?
Arbe.
Arbe! That's how you find
out.
I'm sorry?
So
you learn from here, very important lesson. And that is, sometimes people wonder, you say, how come I don't know? How come I don't know? What's the answer? You see people, they ask him, what's the answer?
You didn't ask.
No. So here, sometimes people, they feel that they're even greater than the Navi. You say, how come Hashem doesn't tell me? What should I do? What is it to do? Here, you see in Yirmiyah Navi Alav Shalom, you see the Haftarah, it says, Sir Nafuah Ba Mitzafon. What does it mean? You have a Sir, you have a Pat, Nafuah. So he had to go home, Yirmiyah Navi, see what does Hashem mean? Why he tell me Sir Nafuach mi Babel Nebuchadnezzar? I didn't find out. Ra'aba mi atzafon. But we say, oh, I'm greater than Yirmiyah Navi, I can't send me directly his email, I cannot understand. So here that's what the whole message here is. Yehudi cannot say, you know, what is this supposed to mean? You have to go find out. You have to go to the right source, say, what I need to do, what I have to do. Just imagine that you receive a letter from, what do they have in Japan? They have a president?
Trump?
Yeah, no, in Japan.
They
send you a letter, right? What do you do with it?
Can't read it.
You need to what do you do?
Interpreter.
Take it to a translator. Translate it so you understand it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's what you do? Yes?
If I receive any letter in a different language and I do not understand, I take it somewhere to be translated so I understand what the letter is about.
You like the idea?
No.
How much you pay?
$50 to $100.
How about they want to buy a building, 30 story? So now, there is a contract, there's a lease, right? 100 pages, what do you do?
It tells me.
You do it.
How much he charges?
$3,000
for these things? Why? Why do you pay so much money? Why?
He knows.
He knows because he tried to protect you to not get in trouble. I mean, it doesn't work. You're going to get in trouble anyway. But you pay the $3,000. But here, you read the Rashi. So what the Rashi says? I don't understand. You sit in the Shul Gemara, you say, oh, it's a little bit masubah, it's hard. You fall asleep. So what happened to $3,000? What happened to $100 translation? Why you give up? Why? Because you don't feel is as important. The 20-story building is more important to me than...
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
You have a question, you don't understand, you go to Rabbi, he translates for us.
Amen. One more time. So that means, I didn't say it correctly. The understanding, the sugya, the Gemara is less important for me than the 20-story building.
No. I
didn't say it right. That's what exactly the whole message is. When Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom realized the diktuk, the grammar doesn't fit. He says, Boel Paro, he said, Boel Paro, Lech El Paro. He said, no, Rabbeinu Shalom is trying to tell me something else. He told me to take the ayin out and put the bet and aleph in there because they're interchangeable. He figured it out. He used his head, you know. And it's very interesting, people when they do the lahash, then when they finish the lahash, then you tell them Baruchim Abayim. Mazal Tov. Why? In the middle of Lachash, they go to China, they come back, they do business, you know. It's a Mazal Tov. See, the most wonderful thing it is, when they go to work, they don't think about Rashi and Tosfot. Why is it like this? But in the middle of the Tefillah, your head is all over. You fly, you land. Why is it like this?
Hashem will land safely.
Yeah. There's a lot of shila malodis ayinai. But here, that's the whole point is that Yehudi cannot say, you know, I don't understand. There's no such a thing. Not permitted to say, I don't understand. You have to figure out, as we see here, Moshe Abraham Shaul was not informed that when the next Makkah is. He figured it out. He looked later on the Navi Yoel, since the same pasuk, he made the Gezerah Shabbat. The order says, Lema'an, Yisaperu, Bebincha, Bebincha, and here Hashem told me, what happened there? Grasshoppers! So that means here it's going to happen too. And that's what we have to clip our head to Avodat Hashem. See what He wants from us, how He wants us to direct our mission. I'm sorry? Yes, yes. He was informed about all the Chachamei Dorot, Rabbi Akiva, in New York, in Los Angeles, in Florida, you know, in Tayman, everywhere. You know, he knew all the Chachamim Latin Labo. And say yes, Chuto Marin Aleinu, Mr. Vishroth, the Solut.
Koilani Shomote, Hallel Ko Halleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Hallel Ko Halleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.